Right.
Now,
okay, call meeting to order.
March 10th. No, it's not the 10th. What is today? 9th?
8th.
8th? 2017. Go ahead, Don.
Young man?
Two. Old man, whatever. We have no prayer.
We have our Reverend Womack.
How are you, gentlemen, today?
I'm pretty good.
Reverend Romack will open our meeting with prayer.
All right. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Please. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you again on another night that we come together as a community to sit through a township meeting as we discuss the business of the township. I pray, Father, your Holy Spirit would minister to all who are here. We pray specifically Chief Smith would be here with his wife Lisa. Had surgery this morning, Father, so we pray for her and her recovery. Father, we pray for our families. We pray for this township's future. And we pray, Father, for our fellowship and the ability to work together. Lord, bless this meeting tonight. Be with the officers of the township, trustees. Give them wisdom and discernment, but also for those in the community. May we work together for your glory and for the better of the community. Be with our first responders as they're out tonight. Watch over each of them and bless this great city. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thanks, guys.
Right, stand for the pledge.
Second.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, John?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yes.
And approvals for the minutes.
Make a motion to dispense with reading the minutes.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of November the 16th, 2016, December 2nd, 2016, December 12th, or January 12th, and 26th of 2017, and February 23rd, 2017, as typed, as with corrections. I got a few corrections that I can show you after
okay.
a while.
Okay, that one was January 12th and 26th.
Okay, right.
With corrections.
Jim, I've seen that you had a correction on okay. something in
with
one
correction.
Of them. That
I need a second, please.
It was just
and
that was cozy.
Need a second.
Okay.
Okay.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
On table of minutes, make motion table of minutes for February the 9th, 2017.
Motions to table.
Is that just getting done?
Yeah, minutes.
Okay. Yes.
For what date, John? Wait.
February 9th.
February 9th, 2017. I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. Can I have your corrections?
I'll show them to you.
Okay. Okay.
Bill, you need bills and payroll?
Okay, we're going to go to bills and payrolls.
Resolution 17078. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves bills in the amount of $79,328.24 and payroll in the amount of $147,725.60 for a total of $227,053.84 from check number 42353 to check number 42459.
One second.
Cook. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Make a motion to pass resolution 17079.
Need a second?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion to pass resolution 17080.
Need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion to pass resolution 17082.
For Sandy's Communications, $2,500.
Yeah, we skipped the 81.
I'm bypassing that one. I want the 82.
Okay.
The reason we're bypassing them? Just skipping it?
I do have something to say about that one.
Well,
he did turn in a purchase order.
I want to discuss this later at a...
Okay.
Is that the Sandy's Communication we're talking about?
Yeah, she had it, and she had it in a different folder, right, and need, forgot to right, send it
we
in.
We need to talk about that.
Okay, so we're tabling that one?
To our quarterly meeting, talk about that.
Okay, then go ahead. 17-082. Board approves the payback of $300,000 from the fire department back to the general fund. Need a second, please?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you,
make
gentlemen.
A motion to pass resolution 17083.
For the
payback
EMS to pay back $25,000 to general fund. Need a second, please?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And this is
make
also
a motion to pass resolution 17084.
For EMS to pay back
$20,000 back to the general fund.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Chief, you want to?
Yeah, we have a something really quick. Good and welfare. Chief Adams, you want to take that?
Just real quick, I want to acknowledge one of our members. We try to acknowledge them, you know, for things they do on duty, but this one's particularly important. This happened actually this past Saturday, and he tried to hide it from me. Because that's the kind of guy he is. Firefighter Seth Kovach was actually on vacation time from here for the first 12 hours to be a part of a basketball tournament. And while he was there, he witnessed somebody collapse and immediately went over and found out the patient was pulseless, started CPR, assisted, also got an AED, shocked the gentleman, and next thing you know, this guy's alive. So I just want to...
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. I mean, the guys do this daily here, and now he did that off-duty, and I'm just very proud of him, and he hates it. He's standing there in the corner, he's so mad at me that I do this.
Thank you.
So, well, thank you, Seth, and I'm glad I could embarrass you.
Well, was that local? Captain Adam, was that local?
That was in Newark. He was over in Newark. So in Newark Fire Department, I actually sent them an email today to find out patient. He was pretty much talking, right, by the time the fire department showed up. So I'm trying to find out, you know, how he did it right now. So we appreciate everything except those on duty and especially off duty. Thank you, Seth. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Seth.
Fire Department Chief Wells.
Mobile now. We got a mobile
wheels.
Yeah, the podium is now mobile.
It's out of the repair shop.
First off, on our medic, or I'm sorry, 192s. We are coming into our spring cleaning and projects. There's two projects I want to tackle this summer. One of them is finish out the kitchen with the remodel, and I'd like to ask the board approval for that. And I also like to put up a fence in a certain portion of the rear of 192s. Right here, Sullivan Avenue, on this side, here's our pole barn, and here's the existing fence that we have.
It's like a chain link fence, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a 6-foot fence. I'd like to ask the board if we could do that. I had a couple of our guys step forward and ask if we could have this done, and they actually said they would do the work. They put a price together, asked them, I was like, if you're going to bring this, bring a price with me. And they said they can do it for about $500. Actually, it'd be about $400, but a little bit more into it.
How does this benefit? I mean, okay. Why? How does this...
It stops people from walking through there.
We have a nonstop cut through right there. People that are walking down Georgesville Road to Sullivan Avenue, they're cutting right through the bowling alley and right through that little section there.
Okay.
Last week we had some, we were testing hose.
We were doing training.
And, you know, people are walking across our hose over back there. And more importantly, it would make the back of our lot more secure.
Okay.
Yeah, you've had break-ins.
We've had many break-ins.
We actually talked about going this back.
Did
you?
I'm okay if I can do it for the $500.
Yeah, they'll just get everything from Lowe's.
Okay.
You get a motion?
I don't
need to.
We're spending money.
We want to okay their PO. Make a motion to let the fire department put up a chain link fence on the back of the property.
We're spending money, so we have to do a resolution.
Chain link?
Resolution?
Yes.
Existing.
To purchase, to purchase.
Gotcha.
It'll have, he can write it up as PO, that's right.
That's something to lessen down.
Just a motion to go ahead and do it.
Just make a motion to let him, let the fire department spend.
Motion to get.
We'll call Oops and we'll contact
fencing.
Our neighbor before we do it, make sure they're okay with us.
Fencing material.
I talked to Scooter about it the other day. He was
for 192. I need a second, please.
I'll second.
Right in the middle of it.
Because it comes right down.
That'll go with the minutes.
Because I got
and then John.
Oops
yes.
Before.
Yeah.
Don.
Yeah.
You should be able
and Ralph.
But let's
right.
We're going to do it again.
Not to exceed 500. Is that
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You when you get the materials, just make a purchase order.
Okay.
That's all I'll need.
Okay. I'll just, yeah, I'll make one.
Oh, it's going to go.
Yeah, it's a small 45 section, 45
feet
section.
I just go back. Okay.
Yeah, eventually that'll lead us in and close the whole thing if we ever need to for security reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't already said something, honestly.
Okay, I'll put that with the notes.
Secondly, I'd like to go ahead and move forward with the rest of the kitchen. You know, we did the floors last year and painted. Well, Tom has gotten prices together to put granite countertops down. And he didn't go, when you hear granite, he bought it at a third price granite, or whatever the cost is actually. For all the countertops there, to be granite, you got a price for $800.
Did we just do those in concrete?
No, we were talking about doing it in concrete, but he found such a good
one. We never did do the counters at all, did we?
No.
Other than clean them up a little bit.
You bring an itemized list of what you want done?
We're just doing the countertops, and he wants to refinish. What was that thing we wanted to buy from?
The same thing we did 193. Refinish all the cabinets, write them down and repaint them. What we had done at 193's here 5 years ago now.
And just put new hardware hinges. And
yeah. Total cost of that was going to be around $200 to $300 to do all the cabinetries at whatever hardware costs. I forget what his price was at. I know that granted you got some cheaper than doing the actually doing the fourth concrete countertop.
I think $2,500 would be plenty. I mean, that's way more than money, but I don't want to go
for your total what you need over there, $2,500.
Yeah. Do the countertops and resurfacing the cabinets and put the backsplash, the granite backsplash to match the other granite on there.
Yeah.
So $2,500 is what you're...
That's what I'm asking for, sorry.
Is there any painting? You know, I'm always bugging you about the dirty looking doors and stuff.
We want to do the doors as well.
Okay. That included in your money here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And obviously, we're coming in the spring. We always do spring cleaning.
That's what you're telling me.
But that's not a general routine.
What budget is that money coming out of?
The home improvement usually comes out of the
home. Yep.
Capital
improvement on buildings.
Right. As well as
that's where that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Building. General fund. Okay.
Resolution 17085. To authorize the fire chief not to exceed $2,500 to remodel the kitchen at 192. And you'll bring in the receipts for everything?
Absolutely, yeah. I keep a own separate file and submit them to Lisa.
Okay.
You know, more than one. Yeah.
Okay. Let me write this one.
Just update the door. The promotional exams are going to be posted soon. We're going to have to do that again this fall. That's just normal operating procedures.
Can we stop for a second?
Yeah.
I need a second.
I'll second.
That's right, 25.
John?
Yes.
Yeah. Don?
Yeah.
That's right, 25.
And Ralph. Yes, sir, I got that. Thank you. I'm trying to write everything. I'm sorry.
Oh, just to let you know, we're going to post the promotional exam, which will be held in October this fall, and continue on through there. Just something for you guys, FYI. We've been going out and getting medic bids to purchase another medic. So far, we've been to Burgess Ambulance, and we've been to Horton. I'm still waiting on a Horton number to come back. I'm guessing it's going to be about $220,000. And Burgess is going to come in about $208,000. With the proximity of Horton, you know, I really want to take a good look at them. They do make a better quality truck, so it is worth considering moving back to Horton to purchase vehicles. And they're right here at our back door. Anytime we need something, we can just jump.
That's right who there. We talked to also at the convention, correct?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
What we need to do this time, we won't put out for an open bid.
We'll put it out for an open bid?
An open bid. You're over $25,000. We'll put it out for an open bid and let the lowest bidder take it.
That's the decision. It's your guys' call. Put it out for an open bid.
I don't know about putting it out for an open bid, but if we take several different bids from different people, just like, for instance, we talked to the gentleman at the conference and he wants our business, and we're like, look, you know, we're in your backyard. What can you do for us?
If he can be the low bid, he'll get the
job. If
draw.
We take a few bids and take a look at what's out there, but, you know, I mean, just because we put it out an open bid, who knows from what company or what rock someone crawls out from under going, yeah, I'll make you an ambulance.
Right.
I'm going to do an open bid. It's a process. It's a lengthy process. New state bid process is certain open bids. Usually people don't even go open bids anymore, but if that's what you guys choose to do, then we'll do open bid for a medic.
And this is not an okay to purchase it. This is just you're getting a bid.
Yeah, it's going to be a lengthy process. Okay. Just put the packet put together, and it's got to be advertised for 30 days, and it's got to be distributed.
And you're okay with doing an open bid, or would you rather keep it? I mean, typically we've never done an open bid before.
Exactly. We can give it a shot. I'm all for it, but
I mean, you know, if you're for it,
happens if you get some rinky dink aimless.
But that doesn't necessarily, we put it out for open bid. Are we open ourselves up to have to take the lowest bid?
Yes.
Then I'm not for it.
I think the state bid kind of,
you're right,
Mr. Cobb.
Well.
I used a Horton bid for that one of those grant opportunities that we're still waiting on.
Okay.
So, and that was actually not their best price bid that I wrote that for. So they may come in under that price. But just know that bid, like a quick one, after you had spoke, I think the two of you spoke with Horton, is that correct?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
That was one that I addressed on that grant for the possible. We'll see what happens.
I don't think Horton will be the lowest bid by any means.
Well, refresh my memory out of before my time. This new medic that you got, the last one, that was that Ford.
Yeah, it was a Ford.
Okay, tell us about that a little bit.
What happened was when I stepped in office, the last truck cost us $40,000 in repairs in a 6-month period.
Right, I recall that. You were talking about that.
I came to the board and I was like, I need a medic now.
Right.
Please help me. They said, go at it. So I went ahead and found Horton. I looked at them at the time, and they were a year. By the time you ordered, they were a year. Now they're down to 7 months. But Burgess Ambulance can get me a truck in 3 months. Mm-hmm. So that's why we went with Burgess.
Okay. Which henceforth was that Ford?
Yes.
Okay.
We got a Burgess now.
Okay. So how does that truck perform? Pretty well?
It's done well. It's their cheap truck. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, the interior parts are not as great as quality as other trucks.
Uh-huh.
We have to have them come down and put new screws in and put Loctite on the screws. It's like the whole inside door panel, like the side door. All the screws fell out of that, so we had to come down and repair that.
With the Ford engine, so it's a truck.
The chassis. I can't speak highly enough about a Ford chassis.
And that was, as I recall, the number 180. 6,000 on that.
186, I think
it was, yeah. Okay. And that, is that worth looking at again, you think?
It was. We did look at them again, and we upped their package.
Okay, gotcha.
A little bit better quality truck, their next level up truck, and they were at $208,000, I believe.
That's your two-wheel weight there then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
I think we're going to get ourselves in a pickle if we open up for the bid process. We're going to get some company out of California or something, put a little bid in. We're going to deal with that.
Alaska.
Let alone let it get it worked on.
We can put in the bid, the criteria that they have a service center someplace close or come to, or whatever. You know, we can do the wording like that, but my recommendation is to stay the state bid process.
I thought that the state bid is just, I mean, from what I've dealt with getting the trucks we got, I thought the state bid process kind of superseded the open bid.
It did. It did.
Okay. I just want to make sure I was correct on that. I thought the open.
We're going to discuss that when it comes time to get the prices back.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know when Horton comes back with their price.
Yeah.
It should be next week.
Let's explore that a little more, and maybe we can have a conversation with Jim there, too, on, you know, Jim Stevens, and maybe on his thoughts on him, too.
Anything else?
It's not on this paper, but we do need to amend the previous resolution to purchase a smoke trailer when we got up there. I asked for a total of $1,500, and actually cost us $1,575 with fees. I'll take full responsibility for all that. I was under the assumption there was miscommunication going on, that the union was offering half, and I went to them, and they said, we never said a word. And I was like, all right, we'll just go ahead and take care of it. It'll be ours, and we can do what we want with it. So that portion of it, we just need to amend the resolution to make it legal to increase the amount.
Do you have that?
So the union is not going to...
They didn't have any money appropriated for it. They think their coffers are down lower than they wanted to. And I went ahead and purchased it, then went and asked them, and they were like, we didn't say anything about that. But it's not their fault. It's, you can put it on me.
Okay.
Do you know this,
I think that resolution had $2,500 on there.
I found that yesterday.
Yeah, they moved it up, and you guys wanted to move it up.
16361, Lisa.
And he told about
last year. I don't have last year.
You know,
okay, to amend resolution 16-.
So what are we?
Which one,
now?
Jim?
It was 16361, but I'm not sure.
361.
Right.
It was 1575, and we're moving it up.
Are we under the 25 that we agreed to?
If it was 25, then we're more than fine.
But what is it? How much is it then? Since they basically said, "Oh,
he said it's 361."
So how much are we in it for then?
1575.
So we're still within what we said we would.
As long as it says 2500, I'm not sure what we set the resolution at.
I don't have last year's resolution.
Yeah. It was 25,
well,
I'm sure.
You need to go back to look at the resolution to make sure. It was 16361.
How much does it say there?
It says $2,500.
Okay, then we don't have to do an amendment.
Did it get printed out? Is the resolution for that in the book? In the resolution book?
If it's in the minutes like that, it's in the book like that.
Okay.
So we don't need to do an amendment because there's still enough money there for you to use.
Okay. And it says here at the union is reimbursed. Okay.
It's a great trailer. We've been all through it. The air conditioner doesn't work on the top, but we should be okay with that. And I'm going to get the taillights working on it.
Okay. So then this will be for our use if the union wants to say, hey, I'm partners in this.
No, you're not.
It's all ours, right. Okay.
There's no union. There's no union labels or nothing on it.
It'll be really totally ours. It's all labeled with our name on it. Public will have a great time with it, to be honest with you. That's all I got.
One more thing, Chief. We didn't bother. Do you mind? I didn't do the run numbers.
Oh, yeah.
697 runs for February, but most importantly, what I want to bring up is the grant that we got from BWC with the Lucas devices. For those who don't know, that's the thing that does CPR for us. We already got our first save. It was in service for 3 days. It went on a guy, put the Lucas on him. He's up and at him. So. Another good, within 3 days of being in service, already saved a life. So, more good news on the fire department front.
Any questions for the fire department?
One last thing. We have about a 4 to 6 month lead between runs. We've seen an increase in runs back in August and late fall. January, we broke a record of revenue. It came in at $111,000 for 1 month.
Really?
It's never touched that ever.
It's crazy.
So January was big time then.
That was good for revenue, but they're about 4 to 6 months back on the billings.
Yep. Yep.
Back late fall, we were
I'm all up to date, except and I'm halfway through the bank recs for January, and I already have the ones that I were not runned off.
I still got stuff back from July last year.
No, I've already deposited all that money.
I'll tell you, the way everything looks out there on the street now, I think you're going to have a busy, you and the police both are going to have a busy summer.
Yeah, the heroin.
That's my prediction, yeah.
Okay, no questions in the audience?
Okay, road department.
Jim Stevens.
The only thing I really had on the agenda for tonight was, as we do every year, I do ride-arounds with the county and or bring the county attention, to the county's attention, roads that we need to work on getting repaved and have them give us a price on it. A lot of our roads now, because of the sanitary sewer projects have fired back up, will be all completely repaved again through the project. And the one road that I have tried to get put on our project now for about the last 6 years, and it's kind of a complicated roadway, which is Big Run down here. And for the last 6 years, I put it on our list to try to do. You have the township, you have the city of Columbus, and you have the Franklin County engineers all have portions of that road that is their responsibility. The city of Columbus hasn't wanted to dance with us on this at all. We thought maybe this year that they were going to actually be able to do so. The email that I got from the county states that the city does not want to participate in resurfacing their little section. If you can picture Big Run Road where you go through the S-curves, that's them coming into the S-curve. And as soon as you come out of it heading west, then you go into Franklin County to the bridge, and then on the other side of the bridge it becomes township. But as soon as you go out of the S-curve going that way, then it's township roadway. Well, we spent multiple funds, and we were back down there again the first part of this week trying to repair and patch a lot of the potholes down on that lower end. It kind of just stays damp. It's just a wet area.
I was down through there today, and the biggest area I seen was right there as it goes out on the Alcar.
You mean down on the Gantz?
Yeah, Gantz.
That's what I thought. That's where we were at. Right. You can see where we were in there and right. Repairing the roadway. The price that got brought in from the county for us to do all of our roadway, all the township, which would be from Gantz Road to the S-curve, and then out of the S-curve from the bridge to Harrisburg Pike, would be a total of $79,873. There is a project that the county engineers are going to be starting. They are going to come in that bridge. When I just got my new bridge report last week, the bridge on Big Run is in failing mode. So the county is now going to come in and they're going to redo some of the structure, the podiums to the bridge. They've got a lot of work they're going to do. We would have to try to find a way to coincide with that work, and will that back up all the paving into maybe a non-paving time? It could. I would like maybe introduce to the board, you know, we're looking at $79,000 to do the entire roadway, the township section of the roadway. Now the county, when they redo the bridge, they will be paving out so far from the bridge, because that's like their right away from their ditch line and their creek. To get and stay away from that area where they're going to be working on the bridge, and I called and I talked with Mark Molinax today, and I'm waiting to get a new bid back from him, what we could do to actually repair the worst part, as you said.
That's what I'm wondering.
Could we go from the city of Columbus right at the S-curves to Gantz now and get that done, which would take our cost, you know, if you go by the square yardage that they go by, it could possibly get down to half, or maybe just a little above half. But that end of the road down there needs it. We fight it all year long. We're constantly down there digging it up and repairing it.
Yeah,
are they going to grind it out?
Yes, they will do it. They'll do it. They'll grind it out, and in that area down there, there will be a complete mill and fill. They'll go down deep, do a full base repair. that roadway is not very thick down there. They did, went down there and they did core samples, and in some areas it's only like 3.5 inches thick.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's not that, you no, you want to wait till you get a price back on just that part of it? Because my recommendation is we just do that part of it.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Not necessarily just that part. We're bad all the way through.
Right.
But if we could go from Gantz, our intersection, our right-of-way, Gantz to the city section and stop this year.
Right. And next year, we'll worry about
next the next year, that would give the county time to be able to do the bridge repairs that right. they have to do. And then we can pick up from there and go to Harrisburg.
Right. So do you want to wait till you get a price on it?
I mean, that's strictly. That's strictly
then do the resolution to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that little city section there, I know where it is, but I don't know how big it is.
What are we looking at cost-wise?
To do the entire road is $79,873. To do the entire
yeah, that's all the responsibility. Which
so you would have you would have new paved double lane just to just east of the S curve.
Okay.
Come out of the S curve. You're going to have a little section which is a township. Then you've got the bridge which is the county. And then it goes back into the township out to Harrisburg Pikes.
Okay, so the $79,000 would just do the one side of the bridge or both sides?
It would go from all of our responsibility from Gantz.
And that's going to come from the general fund, correct?
Yes, that's a general fund expense.
Lisa, we have a total of, what is it?
We've already kind of covered. We'll come back with a resolution, do half of it, and then decide how we're going to do it.
Well, yeah, because we have $995,000.
Right.
That's all those transfers have been put back.
Get your figure, so do that half of it, and come back, and then we'll...
Okay, let me understand just a minute here. Now, we're going all the way to Gantz.
Correct.
The city portion and all.
No.
The city portion.
I can't legally...
We're coming off of Gantz, so many feet back to where the city starts. When the city starts, we will
right.
stop.
No, I understand that, but I didn't know.
Does this include Burmpack?
There's a few houses there,
Roads
Don, and I don't
Burmpack
know exactly
on both
the
sides.
They are. That's in the city.
I'm not sure how many houses yeah. are there
Jim,
on that area.
I'm sorry.
I'll let him finish first. Jim?
Yeah. Ralph, what was you asking?
How many city houses is there? Just... Three,
I think there's only two.
Two or three, yeah.
That actually sit in the city right there. And, you know, I even, through the discussions that we had with the city of Columbus and county engineers, I even brought it to their attention that, you know, we'd like to get this done. I do not have my guys lift the snow blade as we're plowing snow down Big Run.
Right.
I don't have them lift it when we're going through township roadway and have them pick it up and go through the city then put it
yeah.
back down
right.
because the way I look at it, those are our residents that are traveling that roadway and I want to make it safe.
Absolutely.
So I took that to the city of Columbus and I said, you know, we already maintain it. We've actually, because I brought potholes to their attention and they did not address it, we've even went in with coal patch and put in
right.
a couple potholes.
And never charged them?
And
I think you need to stop doing
yeah.
it because
but, well,
as long as you do it.
Let me finish. What we did, you know, when I say potholes, I'm only talking two that were right there when we were down there.
Right.
As far as plowing the roadway, well, I don't feel comfortable leaving the
right.
section.
Right, and I didn't
know
that, but I'm just saying what you patch. They will continue to never patch it.
Yeah, well,
as long as you're trying to bring something to their attention.
Yeah, you've essentially got the same problem in a lot of areas. I think Longwood would be one of them, there, isn't it?
Right, but the city.
The city. Mm-hmm.
The city does not.
Of Longwood,
right,
yeah,
but the city does not come out and patch any of our holes.
Right. No.
Right.
No, we had two holes that were right at the edge of the berm.
Yeah.
And I brought it to their attention on four different occasions. Nothing ever happened. Now, our residents traveling that road, that's when I made the decision that I made
right.
on their behalf.
Right.
I'd much rather not them not damage their vehicles, even though it's on the city.
Right.
But
if I've got the material going from our section to our section,
yeah.
and there's two little areas that are about this deep that even our trucks could go into, I don't want to damage our trucks because
the
city's not going to run.
But at the same time, the city's not patching your holes.
No,
it's a challenge, that's for sure.
It's one of those, you know, how
okay.
great
well,
areas.
Bring that back to us and we'll...
Absolutely.
Refresh my memory on the little bridge there, Jim. Is that you know where Robert Shire lives there, don't you? You know where I'm talking about, in the curve there. Is that about where the bridge is? I can't recall right now.
No, the bridge is the big bridge that you go over.
Okay, gotcha.
It's on down where the watershed comes up underneath the big run.
Okay.
You know, I've even gotten to the point where I've had the county involved. It scares me, even when I'm running a plow truck down there and I'm heading west. They've needed to find a way to extend that guardrail even further around on that curve. My biggest fear is we get these roads paved, there's going to be people they're going to go in and drink because there's no guardrail. Yeah, you come out of that last curve, that guardrail stops here, and there's still in the curve. We've already had a few cars to move.
Yeah, had the major flooding down there last year.
If you remember right, I had the county out there. We talked about shoring that whole bank up, and the county was going to help us do it, but there's just not enough bank there to
shore up,
correct.
Jim?
Yes.
On the paving of that, doing, what is the benefit if we do half of it versus at the time they're there, we do both sides of the bridge? Is it going to be cheaper if we broke it down to see?
Back, I guess the way I'm going to look at it, if you remember back what I was saying here, that like within the email, the county's going to be doing bridge work.
Right. So
they're not going to be wanting paving trucks going up and down through there. And the timing that they're going to do the bridge work and the timing that we do the paving is going to coincide too close to one another.
Okay.
So what I was proposing, and that's what I was bringing here, instead of proposing and paving the whole road at this time and having all that
heavy equipment.
Not just the heavy equipment, but having all of that congestion there.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
We can help alleviate that problem by just starting at the City of Columbus line and go to Gantz, which is the worst part.
Okay.
And then when the county's done with their bridge work, next year I come back to the board and say, okay, we talked about this last year. I would like to go from the rest of our areas to Harrisburg.
Okay, and then how much is it for the period from
a really
point? Wait a minute, Ralph, please.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan there.
How much is it from going from the bridge going to the city?
I don't have a complete breakdown on it. I would venture to say that, and that's what I asked Mark to give me that breakdown. But if I know the mileage on the road, the square yardage on the road, it's going to be more out of the two. If you split it into two,
right,
it's going to be more to go from the City of Columbus to Gantz than it is from the bridge to Harrisburg Pike, because that's more roadway.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the full $79,000. And by the way, the price difference from last year to this year, since the county knows that we've been trying to get this taken care of, the price hasn't gone up.
Plus, that east part of the road is one that needs the help.
We're down there, and it's a dangerous area for us to even be down there, because you're in blind spots.
Yeah.
It's tough. But that's
okay.
I'll just wait and get the information back from Mr. Mullinax and then bring it back to the board with new numbers, and we'll go from there.
Any questions for the road department?
I got one more.
Okay.
With the two new trucks that we've got, I'd like to request permission to purchase seat covers and floor mats. The problem we've got with our other 550 and with the pickup, getting in without floor mats, we're in and out of our trucks all the time, mud, slime, grease, trash, more things than that. We're starting to even notice that the new floor mats that are in there, the original ones, are starting to take a beating.
Yeah.
The vinyl seats getting in and out of these vehicles, and we've all got tape measures or something on our side, something to protect them vinyl seats from getting ripped up. We want to try to maintain, these trucks have to last me a long time.
Absolutely.
So I want to try to make them so I can maintain them.
Yeah.
So I'd like to just get seat covers for the front seats and then floor mats for the front.
Mm-hmm. You can come back and get a price to let us know what it's going to be.
Sure.
Okay.
And that's all I got.
Any questions for the road department? Police department. Chief Smith is not here tonight. For National Night Out, they are asking for some help for National Night Out to maybe work some booths or whatever is needed down there. If anybody would like to sign up, we welcome your help down there.
Sign up with the secretary.
I think you can contact the secretary in there. They have a list where we'll ask to get help down there, work booths, whatever miscellaneous items needed, pass out food, whatever. Anybody have any questions for the police chief? Okay, John.
I need to get a resolution. Earlier, we had a meeting just before this meeting, and two of the trustees, Ralph and myself, have agreed to change the pay for the fire department by 3%, which is going to take them from approximately $2,000 a year raise in their salary. And that's going to take them, because they've been working as they came on, they were working under where their status would have been as they took chief and assistant chief. So I need a resolution for that.
3%. And then they will also be getting another raise next year.
If the raise,
let everybody know.
The raise that would come next year would be their contract raise, or the percentage of a raise. The first raise that we, the two trustees, myself and Mr. Horn, agreed to, is just going to put them to their regular baseline for that particular job. The second raise would be based upon your yearly raise, or your percentage of raise, depending upon what the circumstances for the year is. Am I saying that right? Is it contracted?
The contract negotiations.
There you go. That's it. The contract.
Okay, resolution 17-086 to give Chief Welch a 3% raise. I need a second, please.
My second.
You can't do it. You done made it.
We already did that. We're just getting the...
You can't make a resolution and second the resolution yourself.
All right, great.
Okay, Ralph. John?
Yes.
Don?
No.
Ralph?
Yes.
And then resolution 17-087 to give Assistant Chief Adams a 3% raise also. I need a second, please.
A second.
Okay, hold on. Okay. 17-087, seconded by John. John?
Yes.
Don?
No.
Ralph?
Yes.
And that passed. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, you guys can go ahead. Don, you're next.
I want to remind everybody that Juanita Kaufman Ward is coming up for a national night out. If anybody has anybody in their neighborhood they want to recommend for the Juanita Kaufman Award, we need to get it turned in. There'll be applications in the office to pick them up. There's a quote from the computer guy to put cameras over at the other office. There'll be one on the porch to where they can see it upstairs, see who's coming in, who's at the door when they knock, so they don't have to run down the stairs to find out who's there. There'll be another camera put in upstairs. It's approximately $500 at this point. They'll have a written quote coming up. We need to get an okay if anybody an okay to put cameras over there, and they'll be able to monitor them over here.
Yeah, so we don't have to run all the way downstairs.
Is this $500 for two cameras? Is this
that's
a certain
installation and everything?
Okay.
We're, over on Harrisburg Pike early.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion that we okay to put two cameras at 1963 Harrisburg Park, Harrisburg Pike.
Do we?
And
I have a
question. We'll put in there not to exceed $600 at this time.
How much?
$600. It would be $500, but
do
just
we
in
need
case.
Them over there, Lisa, you think?
Well, it would make things easier. We get people knocking at the doors. By the time we get downstairs, sometimes they're gone and they're finished walking up the road. Sometimes we have guests come over and we have no idea. Every now and then the Aflac guy comes in and checks in. We don't know who's, we just have to run downstairs, and the people that are just walking down the street.
My concern on it, Don, is do we have to sign any sort of contract or anything?
No.
Okay. It's just a camera.
It's just a flat fee of $500 to buy the cameras,
okay,
install the cameras.
Right,
do we know if they're wireless or hardwired? Do you know?
From what I understand, they're hardwired and they're IP cameras.
So. Okay. I was just kind of curious, because then, in other words, you can look at it, you can go online and be able to pull that camera
up. I certainly don't want to do any contract on
no.
On
okay. This is just in with the same cameras that we have now, and it'll be monitored on the same screen.
Okay. Not to
exceed $600.
Exceed
like, say, I think it's going to be $500, but You're confused with 505, 510, whatever.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Signs for the park, you got those?
We're still working on those.
We haven't got them yet?
Haven't got them picked up yet from Paul Peterson. I'll definitely check on it tomorrow.
Have we got a time on those, or?
It won't take long at all to get them in place.
I mean, do we put a time on them, or did we just put no parking there?
We just put no parking, it was going to be no parking, park parking only.
Yeah, right, park parking only.
Park parking only, and I didn't quote them to have them put a time frame.
Well, that's what I mean, we didn't put any hours on there, did we?
No, no park parking, no park.
Park parking only.
Thank you. From one end to the other, and then we've got the one handicap.
Handicap. But you're already making them then, right?
I've already got with Gary over at Paul Peterson, and that's something I just needed to double check on that. That was all taking place about the time we were tearing three houses down, and I had.
Right, I was just thinking, if he hasn't got to that point, maybe you want to be able to put a time on there.
You want to go?
I'm saying from like 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah, because that would pretty much, 9 p.m. would pretty much cover the time. Dark. The time. Change.
The time change, or some of the kids can play there.
Yeah.
That way other people can park in there, and they get out at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That the police department monitor that pretty close for a little while and really make sure.
If they haven't got a time. If everybody's all right with that time on there, if he hasn't put a time on there. Or
I thought we were going dusk to dawn or something. Or?
What's dusk and what's dawn?
That's true.
Yeah.
So, I think.
Put a time frame would probably be the easiest thing, go 8 to 9. Because when you go in the
right,
summer,
yeah, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then by chance, if he's already got them made up, maybe we could just come up with another sign.
Well, usually they can come back in. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have him scrap those ones out.
Right, we'll just put another sign up that says.
Just get the small block sign, right. You put a boulder underneath it.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I just, and I apologize. That we got a little bit busy over the last month. And
okay. Well, I was just checking to see if we had it. I think we passed the resolution to put them in, and we're all set. All we got to do is put them in. We need to talk to them before we do it. Let them know. We told them what was coming.
Yeah,
he was asking me about the grass cutting in the park.
Yeah.
We talked to them over there and asked them if they would like to continue cutting. Before they want us to cut. I want to tell them if we cut it, it'll probably be every 2 weeks. That they want to cut it every week.
Unless we get into an area, a time frame when we get a lot of rain and sunlight.
It could be 3 weeks or longer. So that I'm going to try to encourage them to cut it.
How close are they getting to implementing all of the parking spaces that they pushed us on so much to get things ready?
Haven't heard a thing. Have not heard a thing from them.
So maybe we'll they pushed us pretty hard to get this stuff done, and then all of a sudden they're not doing it.
Maybe we'll go over and we'll tell them about this.
I will. Me too.
They'll tell us what they want to do.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll take care of that. Or you can do it. You can go. It's all yours. I'm done with it.
I'll enjoy it.
It's all yours.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I've got. Ralph?
Yeah, I had just a reminder, the spring cleanup again is 9 a.m. to noon on April 29th. So-called tire roundup day. If there's any tires or anything, bring them here and Jim will just, you know, his crew will dispose of them.
9 a.m. to what?
Till noon.
Noon.
Also, I've been starting to work around on trying to gather some information on the trash contract that expires at the end of this year. And I've talked to two so far, local waste being one, and this other company, Alpha Waste. And John, if you'd maybe email me or call me and give me the number. Did you get a card from that was that Rumpke you were talking to?
I have to go back and look at who I was looking at.
Yeah, if you can look that up, call me or email me.
You really shouldn't be out talking to them if you're going to put out for bid, Ralph.
Okay.
It's kind of not appropriate to
backdoor
talk businesses and then put it out for bid.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You just put it out for bid.
Okay. See, because Ralph, what we have to do is first have Brocious put together a bid, basically the contract that they're bidding on.
Are you going ask to extend it with local waste first?
So what?
Put it out for an open bid.
Ralph, I'm sorry, I'm still trying to talk.
Okay. I know you hate local waste, Ralph. Ron, and...
Well, open bid, if they're below bid, they get it.
Yeah.
Okay,
it doesn't matter who you like.
Okay. Well, it does.
Okay. The way it's going to work, just a second, sir.
Anyway.
The way that that's going to work is we would look at the contract, what worked for us, what didn't work for us.
Right.
We would get with Brocious to actually write the contract, and then that's what someone's going to be bidding on.
Okay.
They're going to read through it. This is what the township is wanting, their expectations.
Fire them off, okay.
What price are you willing to bid on this? And they may say, well, we don't want to do that.
Well, all I know, it's been 5 years of very bad stuff. And I'm telling you, this time it's not going to be like it was the last 5 years.
That's right.
I can assure you that.
That's right.
Okay.
I was against it to start with, and if you remember that.
Yeah. Well,
of the way it was put in.
It's been a war, and there's a couple of people sitting back there wanting to talk about what to do on the 6 month trade bill. And frankly, I don't have any idea what to tell them.
That's why I asked you at the last meeting. Everybody needs to get together and write down what they want to change in the contract. We get together and give it to Brocious, let Brocious look it over and write up a new bid contract.
Okay.
And then we put out the bid and the lowest bidder
will
get it.
Well, it's luck. We're looking at March. So we've got 9 months left.
But
we've
got to be doing it fast.
Yep, that's what I understand. Okay. Well, I didn't want to dilly-dally, so I started calling.
It's
got
to be done fast. That's why I say you need to get the stuff in together, what you want to change in that contract.
Absolutely. But anyway, we're talking trash.
We'll get the audience question to you.
Yeah, that's next.
That's what I'm saying.
You got anything else? Anything else?
No, that's all I've got.
Okay. Any questions from the audience?
Yeah, I have one. It's kind of like the fire truck situation. You put it out for open bid, you're going to get what you pay for. You know, just because it's the lowest bid don't mean it's going to be the best thing for the people in the community. You know, on the fire truck thing, I totally agree with that.
Well, but if you look at this contract, though, they're not going by the contract.
Local waste
is not going by the contract. That's the problem.
And then who holds them responsible for that?
The township passed, the previous administration would never hold them to the contract.
Because if I call them, I get nothing from them.
Right.
All I get is I owe that bill or I'm not getting trash pickup.
I understand.
And it's in the contract for them to continue picking it up.
I get someone else in there, another bill pops up. You know, now I had trash pickup for 6 months, and now all of a sudden, someone new comes in there, try to get them trash pickup, and another bill pops up from 10 years ago, and basically all they can say to me is, well, you're going to pay it or you're not going to get trash pickup.
The other trustees that was in here, come in here from local waste, and the local waste said, we're going to forgive all your old bills. We are going to start with a new billing as of such and such a date. So all the old bills were supposed to be forgiven. But I'm finding out now people are getting billed for these things.
So if you have a contract with them that says that...
That wasn't a contract. They just...
And it got extended. How many years out? Was it 4 years out?
Two more years.
Yeah, they extended it 2 more years... when the new administration, before we started, so that we wouldn't be able to do anything. So some of the things, it's hard to enforce things. That's why we want to make sure that we do it right this time. There's parts of the trash contract that is good, but then there are some of the stuff that, you know, with me, I paid my bill. Sometimes I just double it and make it for 2 months, you know, two quarters. It just depends. Sometimes I don't want to mess with it. It depends on if I have a good season that season, because I'm self-employed. Then I've never really had any issues with them picking up. Now, me calling them, I haven't really had to call them for anything other than if it's beyond for a trust. I mean, if I had to call on your behalf or something of that nature, I've ran into some issues. We've had them come in here, and we've ran into some issues, and it's been very difficult. So what we want to make sure this time is with our attorney that it is legal, binding. The words, you're not going to get your way around it. When it says must pick up, it's continuous pickup, not if we want to. So by putting it out for bid, it's going to be a strict bid. It's not necessarily like what we said with the fire department, the lowest bid gets it. That's not what we're looking for. Quality in the lowest bid.
It should be that way with anything.
I agree.
With the trash.
I agree.
You know, well, and, you know, as far as that goes, well, I'll just let that go.
There needs to be a whole lot of changes in it. And I know what your situation is. Like you say, you're getting an old bill from a renter that you didn't even know
it
had
in the house before I even purchased it. Right. And the contract was made before I even purchased this house.
Right.
So how can I? And then the other thing is the township, I don't know who's responsible for it, but why was I never notified when this was put into effect?
See, and this is a lot of things that we were coming up with that was not spelled out.
I don't really know what your answer is, because I've called them on your behalf. I've called our attorney, and he says...
Our biggest issue is when we tried to start trash a few years ago for a renter, they said, well, you owe a bill from 2011 for this house. We had no idea. Come to find out, just last week I found out that somebody put a contract on that property with local waste in my husband's name, which we did not do, in January of 2011. So January through March must have been paid, but April through June was not. That is what they owe, or that is what's owed. Started as $43 with all the fees and interest and whatever that we had knew nothing about. It came out to be $97 that they reported on our credit. That got taken care of, we paid it, but we found out belatedly that it's in his name and we never opened it. There was no contract with them in the area at the time. So that bill's been taken care of. They know it's been taken care of. We have another new renter in there now. We tried to start trash with them, and now they're saying, oh, we upgraded our system. We found a bill from 2009.
Well, the thing
that
is,
2009,
we never had nothing in 2009.
But when you
no,
buy a
we
home,
we did have a contract in two. But it,
that's right.
They said their contract was with Frieda Hinkle. She was renting that property before we bought it.
But
and
when you bought
it,
it went through a clear title deed.
Yes.
So they cannot come back.
They're
on
trying
you.
To. They will not
basically,
start
basically, here's what they
trash.
Say. You can say whatever you want to them. You can talk to the people until you're blue in the face, and all they say is, well, the state of Ohio requires you to have trash picked up, and, you know, you're responsible for it.
You need to get Jackson on your side.
And if they do that, if they want to be like the water company, why can they not send us double bills?
They won't send us a double
bill. The water company will send us a bill that shows a statement,
exactly,
whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But I know when people get behind on their water.
Right.
So if they're going to hold me liable for that, why can they not send me a bill?
I think
also,
by law they have to.
You know, why was I
they
never
don't.
Informed that this
we
happened?
We tried.
And
they emailed us 1 month.
And this is one of the reasons that as we hear this, is one of the reasons that you heard Mr. Cook say we don't necessarily want this company back, because of the fact that obviously their terms are coming up shortly, but they don't want to work with the public, and they know they're coming up for a new contract. So why would we go with them if this is the issues that we're having? So, and then have you ever considered, once we do get this worked out, that whoever rents that has, or
that's neither here nor there. We're talking about packs.
I understand,
bills.
But I'm just saying, I'm wondering going forward,
yes, I will do things different, but that's you know,
okay,
that's like looking
we
back.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe if
two different conversations,
whoever,
I know,
maybe if whoever implemented this would have contacted us when it was implemented we would have known about it. But, you know, we did not even know that it was implemented until after them last renters had moved out.
Sure.
You know, right. Then we find out we owe past bills and that it's implemented that you are going through them now.
The reason
but
that...
when we purchased that house, when we purchased the houses over there, it was whoever you wanted to pay to pick it up. So at that point, if someone else contracts someone,
right, I understand.
Why should I be?
And that's what I'm just getting ready to ask, and I didn't mean to make that a touchy subject, because what I'm asking you is...
Well, because what it makes it look like is like I'm ignorant, I'm not running my property.
Right, that's not what
I've already been through that with the trash company.
I understand.
Well, do this.
You know, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying
to basically.
What I'm trying to get to is one of the things that has been discussed is that in a contract it could be put that the only person that can contract or the only person that can get the trash turned on is the actual homeowner, not the renter. So we don't have these issues.
Right.
That's where I was going to go. I didn't mean to make it seem as if I was going a different direction.
Well, it seemed like you was going a different direction.
No, I wasn't going that. All I was going to do is, because we've seen this.
As the future moves on,
exactly.
I would just pay the trash bill.
Right,
and
add it to
that into
right.
the rent.
Right.
But like
right.
I said, when I purchased this house, the case was you hire
and
that's
you one
want.
Of my pet peeves is the people, yeah. the people didn't, like yourself, didn't know. Had it been in the contract that the bill or anyone to start trash service would be the homeowner, then this situation you would know. That's all I was trying to get to.
See, unfortunately, the one that we paid from 2011, it appears that, I don't know if it was local waste or if it was the previous runner. Well, we're never going to know. The bill's
right.
taken care of and they won't even reopen it because I tried to talk to him about it. But somebody, he put it in his name as the homeowner and we knew nothing about it
right.
and got stuck with this bill. And, you know, we just...
Oh, yeah, I'd be furious, too.
Going
yeah.
forward...
I mean, it's only $200 in the grand
scheme
of things.
That's still a lot of money.
For both of them.
Right.
But it's the principle of the thing that these shouldn't be our bills.
Oh, right, it should not be, and I agree
it's
with
the principle
you.
Of the thing that I think we should have been contacted when
somebody,
this
yeah.
changed.
I agree.
And I think if they're going to hold us responsible... They ought to be able to send us a statement every 3 months.
And I agree.
I think going forward, what we're going to try to get them to do, whoever gets the contract, is they're going to bill the owner. So in other words,
right,
I don't care if
right.
the owner has 30 pieces of property, he's going to get a bill for 30 pieces of property, not the renter, because the renter is not paying the bills. And then they move out, and then the next renter moves in, and then they try to get trash started, and they won't start it because they got a back bill.
And the
so
other
we
thing
need to do is go with the property owner, and then the property owner can raise their rent $15, $20, $25 a month, whatever it's going to be.
I mean, really, truly, what they need to do is the people who are in there need to be responsible for it, actually, in my opinion, you know, but I'm sure other people don't want to feel that
Why
way.
Why is the trash, if they don't provide trash cans like the city of Columbus does, why is the trash tied to the house and not to the resident? The electric and the gas is all tied to the resident, not the house. Why is the trash tied to the house if they're not providing anything but picking up the trash?
Because there is an ORC, Ohio Revised Code, and they, like he stated to you, that your trash has to be removed
every seven days.
But on top of that, it gives trustees, Amanda, I'll call you later. That the trustees can contract with a single hauler to haul all the township residents' trash. And when they do that, there is only allowed to be one hauler, and you cannot have other haulers come in or multiple haulers. And that's all Ohio Revised Code.
Well, I appreciate the information
should,
on that because we didn't understand.
It
why
should
it was
never
working
have
way.
Been implemented, as far as I was concerned. Mm-hmm. Everybody had trash pickup. Some of them out here in Broadlawn, they had a guy had been his dad picked up their trash. He'd been picking up trash for 60 years or better in there. They loved this guy. He's out of a job now.
His name was Willie.
I think there was guys, somebody down in Eastbrook area that used to pick up trash.
Yeah.
He's probably out of business now.
Yeah.
Because they went to one hauler.
So if they're not picking up the trash, because of this 2009 bill, are they going against that Ohio revised code?
I think 2009, I don't think they collected trash.
No. They didn't.
No.
But that's why they will not pick up trash from that residence now, because they say we owe a past bill.
They might have,
they might have had local waste
and
back in.
They had, whoever lived there before.
They had local waste.
Right. And they didn't sign that to you, though.
I don't know.
I didn't sign a contract.
Right.
I don't
see. You didn't own it then, did you?
Legally, I don't see how they can tie it.
She lived there when we bought it. In 2009, we did own it, didn't we?
We did own it. We bought it in 2005.
But she had already been under contract with them to have trash before we even bought the house.
Gotcha.
So what happened was the last bill that she had before she moved out.
My son moved in there. See, when my son moved in there, he had trash pickup, and there was no past due bills, and they was picking up the trash fine.
Right, and then all of a sudden they
all
came
of a sudden,
up with two.
You know, there's
they're
there's
trying
two.
To be like the IRS.
And then
back
the
as
one
as
we
can.
The one right. We paid about, they went to collections, and we paid it.
Yeah, we paid it.
And then all of a sudden, so we called to get trash pickup because we got a new renter in there now. My son moved out, and then all of a sudden they come up with another bill from 2009. They say, well, you know, you need to pay this.
See, local waste. Prior even to the getting that contract, they picked up over
yes.
that area a lot anyway.
Right.
You know, just people setting them up.
Right.
Or,
right.
Because they were always fairly economical. You know, some of the...
Actually, they charged her $64 for 3 months, where
right.
when they're under contract over there, it was only $43.
Right, right.
So...
I don't know what those dates were.
Dates.
It probably had to do with what date it was, you know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
I know over in the area there...
Well, the bottom line is they're using their leverage because they got the contract in there now.
Absolutely.
To force me to pay this bill
absolutely.
That wasn't even in my name. If that was any other trash company in there picking up for her, if it was this Willie guy you're talking about picking up for her, I would not be responsible for it, but
right.
they've got leverage because they know they can cut that trash off
right.
and not pick it up,
and
I'm going to pay it.
Right, right. And the thing about that is, in the new language...
I mean, isn't that some type of mobster stuff? Though?
Well, yeah, it is, exactly. You're right, because in the new contract, one of the things I want to have is they cannot stop at all pick up.
Right.
It somewhat says that. It says it will continue trash service. Or how's it state?
You see, that's also
going
to create problems.
Because
when you're in between renters and you're working on that house for 3 months or you don't have someone in it, they're gonna want you to pay them.
Well, you can't.
Yeah,
you can call them.
We tried.
Well, that's in the contract. You're supposed to be able to call them and they will stop picking trash up.
Yeah.
And you're not billed for that time. Because we have people go to Florida for the winter. No
yeah.
difference if you're working on it versus people going to Florida for the winter.
Right.
Right.
Just because you didn't go to Florida and you're working on it, they don't have the right to dictate, well, you're not on vacation, so, you know, you can't.
It's like, hey, I know what you got, but I don't know what the answer is.
We just wanted to make sure that you guys knew what was going on and hopefully that something was going to
well,
be done.
I'm
know.
Hoping
that's the reason
they
I,
don't get the contract
right.
the next time.
That's
I'm
the reason when you, got in touch, that's the reason when you got in touch with me. When I called you back and left a message, you see what I'm talking about.
Right.
I didn't know what to tell you, really.
Right.
When it first started, they sent the bills to the home.
Right.
But then when
and
they figured out later, then when they found...
any of these bills, so right. we knew nothing.
Well, see, when they originally started just sending the bills to the homes, we didn't think about... wasn't thinking about renters or anything
right.
like that. But then when we ran into trouble with, you know, the bills not being paid by the renter, we talked to them and they said they would start, and this was like 3 years into
yeah.
it.
Right.
They said, then we're going to go to the website to find out who these owners are. And this is what's probably happened to you. You've bought these properties and they've gone on the website to find out who the homeowner is so they could start sending the bills to the homeowners to let them know their renters are not paying the bills. And then, see, you guys have already bought. They just thought you were the original owners. And so now it's going to have to be up to...
They're just going
to
put the pressure
on. Yeah, they're putting the pressure on you.
The bottom line is, you know, the bill from 2009... They just came up.
There
with
was
this
no
thing,
contract.
And they know their
no.
contracts
then.
Right
there
now.
There wasn't an 11
they
either.
They basically
no.
told me that you guys agreed to pay all the back stuff and pay this up.
No.
I'm just telling you what they told me.
Right, I understand that.
You guys never fulfilled your end of the contract, so now they're going back and they're looking up all these old bills and they're wanting people to pay.
And there was one trustee here, Tim Guyton, that probably told them that they were going to pay all the
back. He wanted to make them whole.
They had a bill
and
here.
We could not afford that.
They had a bill here one time, it was almost $200,000 that he wanted the township to take a taxpayer money.
Taxpayer's money and pay some of his trash bill.
The trash bill.
And that's not fair to all the taxpayers going, well, I'm not paying for their trash.
There's a lot of changes that need to be made. And the only thing I can tell you on yours, probably the cheapest way to go, if it was me, I'd be calling the guy.
Well, I'm kind of finding the ghost of the past.
Channel 10, Channel 6.
If you know what I mean.
That's where I'd be calling.
I think there's a statute of limitation here, isn't there?
2 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But there's just nothing we can do. I wish there was. But they don't listen. They don't listen to us either.
Well, I'm glad to know that it's
not
just us.
I have the feeling there's going to be a bunch of people that's going to be caught up with this.
Right.
Because there was a lot of back money. Like I say, there was well over $100,000, mm-hmm. up to $200,000 that was back. That
nobody paid those bills.
Well, this be taken into
consideration. The worst thing is my son lived in that house for 3 years, started in 2011, and they picked up the trash, and there was never an issue about any back bills. And then just all of a sudden, after he moved out and all the people started moving in, then back bills start popping up. And it's just no matter how many you pay, and you think, well, I'm just going to pay it and get rid of it. Right. And then another one pops up.
What's probably happening now is they know that this contract is coming up for bid. So they're going to go back and try to get everything they can.
Because they pretty much know.
In case they don't get this same contract again. And there again, I've talked to the attorney. And if they come out as the lowest bid, we better have substantial evidence to prove that we don't want them and they did a bad job this time. Otherwise, we'll have to go with the lowest bid. Not because we want to. Because we're a government entity and we're controlled by the government.
So do you just have to have enough people complain and
We need enough written evidence so that if they get the lowest bid, we need enough written evidence to come up that if we went to court and we could show we do not want this company again because.
So what do you need from us?
I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Just kind of what you're...
We've got time. Six months?
Copy of your bill stuff.
I just sent them an email today.
I got a person up north that continued to set their cans back out in the street. And he almost run... The cars were running over him. He's told them. He sent them pictures. He's done everything. They continue to do it.
We have one.
I live on Climb Road. I've had to stop on busy Climb Road and cars back up behind me, take the trash can out in the middle of my driveway so I could pull in.
We have one person on 3C that they put the trash cans in front of the driveway when they got out of the car to move the trash cans to get in, and they've been constantly... The guy even put a camera up, so before he leaves, he looks, and he calls the supervisor going, yep, they put the cans again. Can you go around and have them move it? His car got hit in the rear while he got out to move the trash cans. Luckily, the car didn't run into him when he was moving the trash cans.
See, what the thing is, we need these people to write up the story, give us pictures, so that, like I say, when a contract is let, we don't want them again, but we have to prove that they did a bad job. There's a reason we don't want them. Otherwise, we'll get them.
The thing is how do we know that now? I mean, I've had issues where they take, because I have, my mailbox has like the little thing that's at the top. One time I came home and they put the trash can hanging up on the mailbox.
And one day, literally, I passed the truck coming down Clinton Road, and two hours later, my trash was still sitting out front.
And they're telling me it's because it's a white trash bag. We had a little.
I think it's the driver's.
If that's the case, then I could have been documenting all of this.
Yeah.
You need, well, just write a story up about it.
But I can't tell you the dates and times. Well, I can't tell you
no,
all of the
but
stuff.
You can write up stuff and continue to document now by date-wise.
Okay. Yeah, because just a couple weeks ago, they chose not to pick up my
We've
trash.
Got some hard evidence where they're going back, like you're saying. You've got bills with dates stamped on it, so that holds real good teeth. I understand what you're saying is, I don't have anything with dates or pictures.
Right.
But all of this together makes a story, so all that we have is going to make a difference. And, you know, yours is going to be some of the most damaging for them because of the dates. I mean, look how many years back. Plus, you can look at the time period for the 3 years that your son was there, and everything was paid, and it was never an issue. And then all of a sudden, they're wanting to go back and find things.
Right, before he even owned the place almost. But anyhow, that's
so
the best I can do.
So mail that here?
Yeah, or drop it off to the secretary.
But then how does everybody else know? I mean,
we'll have to put it in the newsletter.
We have a newsletter that comes out quarterly with your bill.
Right.
And then you can, it'll be in there. We can have Melissa put it in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's because, you know, if there's only the few of us that are here, we're the only ones that know this is happening or to note this. I mean, I'm sure there's other people that's, you know, under the same situation.
What do you guys think about a citizens committee deal with trash? It seems like it's a heated debate every meeting.
The what?
Get a citizens committee to help write this contract and oversee.
I just wonder how many other runners are.
I don't know about that.
Our vote and don't even know it.
Well, I think they've got a lot of good information now that they'll be able to write the contract up better.
Right. Exactly.
I just think there was a lot of things that weren't foreseen.
Here's my own take on the thing.
Going into this, they kind of jumped into it.
I don't know. You can go to some other meeting that has a trash contract. I don't hear any complaints from the residents.
Yeah, no bets. Yeah.
No bets. That's the only one. Well, that's the only one that I'm aware of.
See, it was $63 every month, but then when we did the contract with them, we're in a consortium, and that's how they were able to lower the rates. So when you said 63 and now it's 40, it was... Because they're in a consortium and they have a larger base, they were able to give a lower price. And that's how they won the bid for the township.
Yeah, like I say, going forward, hopefully we won't have this next time.
Hopefully what?
Hopefully we're not going to have this anymore. I mean, we'll probably have complaints, but hopefully they're not going to be the type that we have.
My judgment would be, if you're going to do away with all these problems, you're going to be paying about $25 a month, in my opinion.
And more.
You're going to pay more anyhow. Because if you look at the contract that they wrote, the last 2 years, each year they raised it. So when they write a new contract, say for 18, it's going to automatically raise because everything else has been raising. So you're going to pay more anyhow in 18 than you do now.
We'll see. But long story short, there's been problems for 5 years on it, and I don't really have an answer.
This is the seventh year.
Seventh year, that's what I thought. Because they added two.
No, we meant three.
Three, four, five.
They told us that the contract went into effect on 1/1 of 2012.
Yeah.
So everything that they're trying to bill us for previous was before that contract went into effect.
Yeah. Right. That obviously was before you took possession of the property, what date now?
No, we had possession of the property. Okay. We just didn't know that they were picking up the trash there.
Oh, okay.
We didn't even know any of the stuff happened till the last.
You know, prior, like 2008, whatever you were.
It actually happened when my son was living in there.
Okay,
I think
you.
Because he already had contracted them to do it, they really didn't.
Well, see, they were
sending the bill to him.
They were doing a lot of business in the area anyway.
But when they got the contract, and a new contract, and it started.
It increased.
They cannot. They should not. And depending on what the contract says, you can't now go back and say we're not picking your trash up because back in 2009,
right?
Because you are contracted, and everything current has been paid. How can you go back and turn off the trash service from something in 2009?
Right. Everything they back charge us for was before they were contracted.
Right. Here's the thing. We can sit here and talk about this all night.
Right.
And because there's nothing.
There's been many,
there's
many hours
that we
put into talking about
nothing
this.
Nothing
you can trust
do
me on that.
And there's probably not a week that goes by that I don't get a call from somebody with a problem on their trash.
But what we can do
so
going
what
forward
we do
is,
go forward is we'll hope to change it. So Thank you for coming in. And
thank you.
If you know anybody else that has any problems, have them write it down. Let's document. Let's get it in here so we know what's going on.
Okay.
So when the bid comes up, we can tell them. Any other questions?
I have another question. Okay. I'm sorry. I constantly go out to the website looking for like the agenda for today, and I know it says it's supposed to be updated for today in the morning. This still got the one from February 9th in it.
Barry, did you have a question?
So how often does that really get updated?
We'll talk about it later, Ralph.
This week here may have not got put up because our secretary, Melissa, did not have a computer this week. She was having problems. And on the other end of it, being the meeting is on Wednesday,
right.
by the time all department heads get their agenda into her,
it's just the time
everybody got their agendas into her, and then it got printed. It didn't get out till.
And we're in the midst of a new secretary coming in too, and she's in training, and Melissa has been promoted to another department, so she's trying to keep caught up there.
I just was curious if this is something that's. I mean, I've just started.
Yeah.
I just started this, and you know. Trying to be a more proactive type in the neighborhood in my township, and I keep looking at that kind of stuff, and it's like, how does other people, not myself, but other people that might say, oh, I want to start, you know, being proactive, being involved.
We've got a meeting going.
And you're looking at stuff and you don't see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was here last time because that's how I knew it moved from a Thursday to Wednesday because I was here.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing out there, as well as there wasn't anything on Facebook, you know. So even something as simple as Facebook to post that we had the meeting today instead of tomorrow. I mean, you know, if I wasn't here the last time and all of a sudden I thought, oh, I want to start.
Right.
So as soon as we get, I guess it's, to me it's like not letting us. As
this was her first week.
Yeah.
So she's still trying to learn the window and everything. You have to give it to him
around here sometimes.
Well, and then I started looking at the newsletter. The newsletter only had January's meetings in it. It didn't have February and March. And, you know, so. And the newsletter, I mean, you guys already have them planned out. I know there's times like this one that we brought it, moved it, but, you know, just...
Well, the meetings for February just got approved, so now they can go on.
I'm not saying the minutes, but I'm just saying, like, the meetings themselves in the January newsletter that goes out. Because we don't get a newsletter for February and March. The next one we won't get until April when our next bill comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. I mean... So just to put that information in so that other people might want to start coming, too, if they know about it.
Okay.
Good point.
We'll talk to Melissa and see if she can get it in there in a more timely manner.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, okay. Just something that...
Okay.
I hate to say, I've never...
Any other questions?
I don't go on it.
Shame on me.
I make a motion with adjourn.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.